Let's start with Miss Mariam. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are
Hello
you?
to you, Miss Fatima is texting me. She says, say hello to Mr.
All right. So
Kylie.
it is Kyle, not Kylie. I don't know why you guys call me Kylie, but yeah, say hello to her too. So yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, everything is okay.
Yes.
Okay, nice. Mr. Mustafa. Oh, let's just call Mustafa because Mr. Mustafa in English is not common. Let's learn how to speak. So guys, if you want to say Mr. the last name, which is Movahedi, if I'm not mistaken, is that right?
Madadi, yes.
Madadi. Yeah, I'm sorry. So, Mr. Madadi, if you want to call me with Mr., you can say Mr. Keshavarz. If
No.
not, Combis is fine. So, go for it.
Actually, I prefer Mustafa because I feel more.
I lost your voice. So, more what? Formal?
Because I feel more friendly with you guys.
That's what I think. I call you Mustafa, so I hope that you're okay with it.
One point, one of the study not very relevant, but I think
I lost you again.
in the book,
In the book?
can you
Yes, go for it.
in the book how win friends and influence people? He says that call the name of people because they feel important, and you can influence them calling their name. Very simple. It's just a side point.
Yeah, nice one. Actually, I think you are the greatest well-read person in among us. I think you read the most books in ZBook. That's amazing.
Thanks.
Okay, excellent. So how are you? You didn't answer that. Are you okay? Everything's fine?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
doing great.
Yeah, amazing. So, Miss Nassim?
Hi again. I'm very well. Thank you. How about you?
All right, so I'm not that great. Today I just got up. Let's say something. I have two fish as pet. So I have two fish. I woke up, one of them were dead. So, and
Oh,
yeah, it was so tragic for
poor
me.
thing.
Yeah. But beside that, I actually have another problem. I can't hear anything from my right ear. So I'm using my left ear
Oh,
to talk to
really?
you guys. Yeah, of course. I have to go to a doctor tomorrow, of course.
Oh,
So yeah, I'm not
I
that
hope you.
great. Do you want to know more? So I can tell you more. So
Okay.
yeah, how are
I
you?
hope you. I'm great. Yes.
Okay.
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, nice. So the next one, Mrs. Zahra. What's up?
Hi,
Hi.
how are you?
I'm doing good.
Do you hear me?
Yes, of course, loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you. I want to say hello to all the members, and I hope they have a good time here.
Okay, yeah, for sure, for sure. Nice. So everything is
Yes.
fine, everything is great.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm always great
Yeah.
about everything.
Yeah, amazing. So,
Thank you.
Miss Zohre, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, that's great. I'm a little bit exciting, excited, sorry, excited.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry because of being late because
No, you weren't late. You were on time, I think.
dead on time maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, my cousin has engaged recently and we had to invite them. So we have guests tonight and I have lots of things to do, but I try to do some of them before a conference and
Yeah.
now I'm ready to talk.
Okay, was that the
Hope
reason that you wanted
everybody's
to
fine.
talk about marriage?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Because every time that somebody gets married in our family, it is something that make me think about myself and my future and my life. This is an important, actually, decision in especially girls' life.
Yeah, sure. Life. Especially for both of them. I think men and women, both of them must take this into consideration. Marriage is really, really challenging. And especially the new generation must know very well about that before they get married. Because it's going to be hard, hard challenge to take. All right. Nice. Very, very nice. So first of all, welcome everyone. So let's start with the conference. Let's do it. Let's start with the questions. Then we will interact and talk a little bit about that. So the first question, as you all know, is what is well-being for you? Let's start with the first one, Miss Mariam. So let's start with you. So what is well-being for you? Miss Mariam, are you there? No, she's not here. So, Mr. Mustafa, or Mustafa, just you, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, well-being for me is, you know, being satisfied and having satisfaction with the things that you already have, not the things that you want to, you know, have.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about gratitude.
Being present, grateful, and, you know, being in the present moment is very enjoying the process at the end result.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There is a, I have provided some quotes from one book on ZBook. I thought that it's good.
Okay, go for it. What is
the
that?
Name is, it is The of Power, The Art of Power by Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yeah.
Is one chapter in the book called The Secret of Happiness.
Okay.
And it's a very relevant to our topic. And let me, I have written down its quote, his quote. Let me.
Yeah, read it for us.
Only, see, only going back to ourselves and purifying happiness.
Actually, I lost you. Can you repeat it again? Because I lost you again.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Only by coming back to ourselves and purifying our mind can we find true and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeking it outside.
Yeah.
You know, not not relying on external things. And I think it's very important point. You know, we have not to rely on external things. For example, we think, if I pass this exam, if I have my house, if I gain this amount of money, I will be happy. But when you reach that point, we'll set another goal for you. And, you know,
yeah, you're not going to be satisfied with anything, I think, if you have this kind of mindset.
Yeah, it doesn't last. You have to, you know, find your happiness within.
Yeah, for sure. Amazing, amazing point. I think it is very, very important. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
So,
Art of Power. I highly recommend reading this book.
Actually, I read, I think, the first chapter of that book, and I just quit reading it for some reason. I don't know why. But it was a very good book, you know. I think I was listening to that, you know, back in those days when I wanted to, you know, read it. I just listened to that. That's why I found out that it's a very deep book, so I have to study it.
Yeah.
Somehow
exactly.
Study it. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Thank you so much. So, Miss Nasim, what is well-being for you?
Yes, obviously, well-being for me is a sense of satisfaction with myself, my career, my goals, and my life.
Mm-hmm.
In the other hand, you know, in every tiny moment that I realize I'm in a right way in my life, I feel, yes, I feel in a mood, in a good mood, and I can, go pass away in this way. In my opinion, because if you ask this question in every humankind, maybe the common answer that we hear, that we heard, is live in the moment. Mm-hmm. If you learn to live in a moment and embrace yourself at the moment, you can feel good. Mm-hmm. But I believe a sense of satisfaction is very important. You know, the ability to see yourself with yourself, mm-hmm. or maybe compare yourself with yourself. Mm-hmm. And for this reason, you can notice about everything that happened to you and take advantage of it.
Okay, cool. Yes. So can you exemplify, for example, do you use this thing that you're talking about, you know, for example, this approach that you're talking about, you know, for example, you said compare yourself mm-hmm. with yourself. Do you have this, you know, trait yourself?
Yes, exactly. Because in the past, I compare myself with others a lot, mm-hmm. especially in process of learning English. Mm-hmm. So I compare myself to you, but I believe we are, in the fact. Yes, because everyone knows that you are in a higher level in English, but I found it's wrong because all of us mm-hmm. all of us have a special life, and we have a special method that we must apply in our life. For example, you know, I was sentimental in the past. And after that, I found, oh my God, if I notice myself, for example, in some goals, for example, in speaking English, mm-hmm. I just notice about others, how can they, you know, improve a lot. And I copycat, mm-hmm. I copy their method, mm-hmm. but I did a good result in my life, and I want to notice myself, and then I find a good good answer that works mm-hmm. for myself, mm-hmm. not others.
Yeah, exactly. I think it is very important not to compare ourselves with other people, because I think everyone has their own way of learning. So imagine that I do crazy things that maybe a lot of people can't do it, you know, even for learning English, right? So I do this, you know, for example, Mr. Mustafa, you know, he reads a lot of books and stuff like that. Maybe mm-hmm. I can do it. So everyone has their own way. So it's important to take this into consideration that we must not copy everything we see. It is important mm-hmm. to use them in a way that works for us. I think that's the most important.
Exactly.
Thing. Yeah. So someone left. Wow. Yeah, all right. Mr. Mustafa, you just left for a moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
I think your internet was weak. So we have your video. You can turn it off too. Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Cool. So.
Sorry about the interruption.
Yeah, it is fine. There was no interruption.
No problem.
Yeah, so Miss Nasim, are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, fine. So let's go for the next one. So, this is Zahra.
Yes. About well-being, I think includes something healthy, mental tough, mm-hmm. and about money.
Mm.
You know, I always say that health is so important for me.
Yeah.
Because last year, I was in a bad condition. I wasn't in a good shape, and I wasn't healthy because I ate a lot of fast food.
Yeah. Plus, the Sela wasn't winning anything, right?
Yes, because of that. And, you know, believe me, 4 or 5 times a week, I went out. Maybe I was rich, I don't know. I went out and I ate fast food.
Mm.
But, my condition was bad, But for a moment, I decided to go to doctor. And doctor told me that you are not in a good condition and you must lose weight and you must eat healthy food.
Okay.
After that, I keep my plan and now I'm healthy. I meet fast food from my life.
Okay, so let's say that. I think it is very important when we want to think about being well or being healthy or being in a good mood. Sometimes we need a push. You know, I am like that. You know, these days I'm just gaining weight, to be honest, because I work a lot at home. And I just go to the gym for sure. But when you do a lot of weight lifting and you eat a lot, it's going to just give you a lot of weight. You will gain weight. So it's not like, you know, I do cardios and I'm going to lose weight. And of course, I eat a lot. So I have to take care of that too. I don't eat fast food, but I eat a lot of rice, for instance. So, yeah. And that's the thing. I think the push is important. You know, for me, for example, if I go and see a doctor and the doctor says, you know, all right, you have high cholesterol, I definitely go and run every day for one month at least. So I think the push is important. I think you have the same idea.
Yes. You know, I have a pain in my stomach always, okay? And it hurts me. Always was sick and everybody say me, why are you sick? And you know, this makes you sad every day. And last year I wasn't in a good condition, okay? And yeah, but today I'm happy because of my health is in good condition. I eat healthy food.
Yeah, amazing.
This is just about my health.
Yes.
But about mental thought, many people say live in the moment. But, you know, live in the moment is so important. But you must think about the future.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Yeah, we are here. We are live today. And it is good. But you must think about future, what happened to us. We must think and do everything in moment for future.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. You know, I always say that I had a bad past, a hard time in the past, okay? For 7 or 8 years, we had in a bad condition and we had many problems. But we passed all of the problems, and I'm good in a. Sorry, I can't say that. I'm good now because I always say that today is better than the years I passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and I always say, and I told you, I am great now.
Yeah,
and I really mean that.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing to hear that. Amazing. Good, good. So, okay, that was your idea. Do you want to add anything else to it or?
No.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Okay, nice. So, Ms. Zora, are you there?
Hey.
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, I'm here. You know, I agree with all the facts that friends mentioned. And if I want to add something, I would say, it is better to find your way of, you know, some of us try to copy or get help from others that are in a higher level than us.
Yeah.
But I think it's not correct. For example, me, my older brother is a role model for me.
Okay.
And the time I try to ask him, I try to get help from him. But these days, I noticed that this is a wrong way, and I can't be dependent on him all my life.
Mm.
And I should try to find a way of living, even if it's not better than the one that my brother would choose for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, this is a fact that you should find your way of living. And another is that you know, being in a good mood or being well is not something that it's, you know, it's not something that would be all of your life. It's tough all over. There are sometimes you have bad, you are in a bad situation, and sometimes you should cry. You should, I don't know, speak loudly to your God and say, "Why me? what is my fault?" And stuff like this. Yeah, yeah. I think it's not just to say in each situation I should say I'm good. This is something.
Yeah, lying to yourself is not good. You know, it is good. You know, I remember an animation. I don't know if you guys watch it or not. I forgot the name of that, but it was about emotions. You know, it was a girl, yeah. And the girl had four emotions: happiness, anger, and I don't know, sadness. And yeah, and of course fear. So these guys wanted to prevent the sad feeling to be there. So as a result of that, the kid went into a crisis. So I don't think that it is good to always think that you must be happy. Sometimes we need to be sad. Sometimes we need to be afraid. Sometimes we need even to be angry and yell and do a lot of things. So I think I totally agree with that. You know, lying to ourselves, you know, to say, "Hey, I'm okay. I have 10 million debt in my bank and I have a lot of problem, but I'm okay. You know, I'll be happy." It is impossible. I don't think that it is possible to do such a thing. Lying to yourself is bad, but to understand the current situation is very important. To know, okay, I have these problems, but don't give up, you know, just try to fight for solving that problem. I think that's very important point that you mentioned. It was great. So do you have any other things to say?
Yeah, not now. That's enough.
Okay, so Miss Marianne, were you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so where were you?
I was talking. I don't know. You didn't have my voice?
No, actually, I asked a question and there was no response from you. So, please.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
You mean, what is well-being for me?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Being with my family.
Okay. Nice.
Being with my family and my parents, especially my sister, mm-hmm. when my relationship is fine with my sister, it gives me a sense of happiness to watch them laughing and being healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's literally the definition of happiness for me.
Okay.
But I think it goes for everyone, having your beloved people with you.
Yeah.
And being healthy is also very important for feeling happy.
Yeah.
It's a big matter. But when it comes to happiness and being happy, but of course it must not stop you from being happy and enjoying your life, because I've seen a lot of disabled people who are enjoying their life and happy. Mm-hmm. They're happy.
Yeah.
It must not stop you. But it's you can't deny the fact that it's a very important fact to be happy and feel well in your life.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Great point. Great point. Especially the family part, I think. If you have your family around you, and see them smile and happy, it's very important. I have, for example, my brother sometimes come here and we laugh a lot, you know, we try to talk about things. And recently my father told some old stories from when he was young, and it was amazing. It is amazing, you know, sometimes to sit and just listen to these stories and to see these kind of happy feelings and atmosphere in the house. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
You should appreciate it. Yes,
for sure, for sure. So the second question, let me do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay, the second question is, how others can affect your mood. You answered, Miss Maria.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. Others, I think, of course, I have many problems with my family. It happens for everyone. Mm-hmm. And, for example, I argue with my mother over some
typical girl thing, I think. Most girls, yes, they argue with their mother all the time. So, all right.
But it affects my mood. All right, yeah. Yes. But I'm the kind of person who forgets everything after like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, doesn't affect me so much. For example, my mother is telling me terrible things, I'm laughing. Yeah,
yeah, all right. Wow, nice. Okay, so others can affect you by arguing with you.
Yes, yeah, it's very bad. When we have a problem over something, we don't agree, mm-hmm, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Especially when it's family. Mm. They don't accept anything. It's just what they say.
Yeah, especially for girls. I think in our culture, usually girls are much more limited. I think everyone agrees with that.
I don't know that.
What?
Yeah. I don't allow that.
Yeah, all right.
To happen.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. All right. You're a tough one. So, okay, nice. Very, very nice. So, let's go for the next one, Mr. All right, Mustafa. So, go for it. I said that at the beginning, and I'm just again and again making the same mistake. So, Mustafa, go for it.
No problem. Yeah. First of all, I have to admit that I'm not good at, controlling my emotions, and therefore sometimes I get outraged, and when people, especially the people who are close to me, like my family, my friends, criticize me, when they criticize me, I don't feel good, and sometimes I'm love and wash away something, and I regret it. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at these, and people can affect me easily, but I have to, and I'm working on it.
Yeah, how exactly are you working on it, for example?
Yeah, first of all, when someone criticizes me or say bad to me, I don't respond right away.
Okay.
Yeah. I pause a little for a few seconds, and then I think, of that. What if he means something else than I'm thinking? Mm. Changing my mindset. And being me a lot.
Mm-hmm. The last part, I lost your voice. So can you repeat that last part?
Yeah. And being patient and not responding right at the moment can help very much.
But by the things that you're mentioning, I'm guessing that you're not so patient. Is that right? So you're working, you're practicing
not
patience.
Not always, but yeah. And changing my mindset.
Okay.
And controlling my emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. People can affect me, but I'm working.
Yeah.
To get over this.
Yeah. Amazing. That's great. So, Miss Nassim.
Okay.
So.
Obviously, can affect me by their behavior, speech, and actions. Mm-hmm. But I want to answer this question from two aspects because obviously, I made some change in my life, and I want to answer in two aspects of this question. Mm-hmm. Because in negative way and the positive way, I believe it's great to have others that admire you, but they shouldn't be influential in your decisions or actions. Because in the past, I accepted every saying, every actions, every behavior, and affect me a lot, especially with
especially in arguments.
In argument or in discussions, or maybe, but.
So we can say that you are affecting yourself right now. So by making a mistake, you got angry. So yeah, go for it.
Yes, because around me some things that happened and make me laugh. Okay. I prefer to control myself and to don't allow others in negative way affect me. For example, if I, especially 2 days ago, one of my friends, criticized in some way. And I just answer, okay, you're right. And that's it. And but after 2 days, she sent me a message, okay, I apologize my reaction in front of you. You know, I learned to give time to others that, solve their problems or solve their behavior. Okay. And for this reason, I cultivate myself to be controlled. But in a good way, I accepted everything, every actions, like saying some gifts or saying good things can affect me. And I feel, happy. Yeah.
You mentioned two aspects of the effects, actually, that you would receive from other people. Which I totally agree. I remember a quote from Eliot Hulse. He said something similar to you. He said that some people, they have positive response. Some people, they have negative response. But I'm like a bird on the top of that tree and I sing. I don't care if someone is cursing me or just praising me.
Yeah.
So I do this thing. So I think it is important. You know, I personally learned this myself. I have a lot of praises. Lately, you know, a lot of people, they come to me and say, Orokomis, you're doing good, but I don't believe in it really.
Exactly.
And I have a lot of bad comments in Instagram too. You know, some people, they come and say bad things to me. But again, I love the people who support me and I don't care about the people who don't support me. But in general, I do the thing I have to do. I think this is very important thing to take into consideration. Exactly. Mostly.
And for this reason, they don't, shouldn't be influential in your decision or your action, because the only person can know exactly what you are doing, what should I do, should you do, it's yourself, others.
Yeah, exactly.
Others don't watch you.
Okay, nice. Very, very nice. So, Macy Zahra, go for it. What do you have to say?
Yes, about affect. You know, as Nassim told that, just positive things affect me. About negative, you don't know. I don't care about others for negative. Okay, yeah. I always, if somebody told me something bad, I just look at them and say nothing.
Okay,
because I'm the kind of person that I never response others.
Okay.
I've never.
But I punch them in the face.
I've never response them. But if they do the same thing and repeat that, I've never connected them again.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
I omitted them.
Okay.
Believe me.
Yeah. All right.
Because I'm the person that I've never told something bad to others because I'm caring of the emotion of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I always say if I say something bad and they get upset, this is my mistake. Mm-hmm. And I never do that for others. Mm-hmm. If someone do this to me, I just say, okay, they are different from me. Mm-hmm. But they repeat them, I've never talked to them and I omit them.
Okay.
This is maybe your cousin, maybe your best friend, This is no matter. It doesn't matter for me. But, you know, just one person always affect me in negative. My older sister.
Right.
Mr. Keshavarz, believe me, I'm getting married, but I'm afraid of my older sister.
Yeah. Why?
If because, you know, she knows all about everything.
Okay.
You know, and she is so caring of us.
Mm.
She wants to us be in a good, have a good life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if something I do something, she always say to me, "Oh, this is wrong. This is right." And I just she affects me, not anybody.
Yeah.
But and do you like
to be affected by your sister, your bigger sister?
You know, not because I can't respond her because she's older than me.
You just give respect and don't listen to her. Is that?
Yes. But, you know, if she says something, I always cry. I always cry. Okay. You know, when I cry, I forgot about everything.
Right.
And because of that, nowadays I realize that she is right because she is a responsible person. Mm-hmm. And we are important for her that she is worried about
us. And she's got some experience under her belt, maybe you want to say.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, I always talk to others in positive way because negative always affects others.
Yeah, yeah.
But not for me. You know, this is not something that I get it now. Yeah. I work on it.
Yeah.
In the years past, I always talk to myself that, okay, you are good, and if someone says something bad, this is not your fault. Mm-hmm. This is her or his fault.
Okay.
And because of that, believe me, I never upset about something like that. And I always say, I'm always calm.
Yeah.
I'm always calm.
Yeah. Always you calm yourself. You want to say this?
Yes, yes. I always calm myself. And I just, you know, if someone have a positive thing or say something good, they always affect
me. Okay, nice.
Because I want to follow them in a good way.
All right, nice.
But for negative, no. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Ms. Zore, go for it. It's your turn. Make the use of your time.
Okay. You know, I don't agree with friends who mentioned that we don't do anything, we don't say anything. It is being passive in your life, and I have this experience.
Yeah.
And now when I think about my past, when I was silent when somebody said something bad to me or judged me in a wrong way, and when I think about it, I feel regret, and I say myself, why didn't I say anything?
Yeah.
Maybe they were misunderstanding, and I should have told them the truth.
Yeah.
You know, but I said nothing, and I convinced myself in this way that, okay, they are wrong, but it's not something important for you. You should do your job as well.
Yeah.
But these days, I think when somebody tries to say something to you that you know is wrong, you should convince them or try to tell them the truth.
Yeah. So one minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think the voice that we are hearing is from one of you guys. Mustafa or Mrs. Zahra, because you have your mic on, so please turn it off if it's possible, because there is a little bit of interference.
I think this is not This is not my problem.
So please turn off your mic if it's possible. There is a mic button, so to tap that. Yes, Mr. Mustafa, did it. You do it, please, too. Yes, nice. Okay, go for it. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. So you were saying.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah, I was saying that as others, I pay attention to people's opinion about me or, you know, they have lots of effects on my life, on my mood, both in a bad or in a good way. In a good way, for example, my teachers, when they say you're a clever student, you know, I get so happy. Yeah. And even when I get back home, I talk about their opinion to my family. Mm-hmm. And even in a bad way, when they try to say something bad or their behavior makes me angry sometimes. But I have tried to make it less, especially in the dormitory time. Mm-hmm. When imagine that six girls are living in a small room for 1 year, and each of them have different has different nurture, has different opinion about
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, especially in college, I had this experience. I've never been in you know, dormitory or something like that. Because I would just study in Gilan, so it wasn't a big deal. So I would just take taxis and go to college. But I remember a lot of people, they had this kind of experience, and it's hard to live with other people, especially the people who are not like you, you know, that they have different opinions, different kind of culture. And you mentioned one thing, I totally agree with that. Being quiet in front of other people is not good. You know, I had this experience. I worked for a guy. Of course, he was a man, grown man, but he was 50 or something. He was a really bad man, of course, because I remember he had a bakery. I worked in that bakery for about 2 weeks. And I've had a lot of bad experience there. You know, he didn't pay me and I didn't say anything to him, you know. These days, I just look at that experience. It was a very bad experience. I was 18. So I was at the beginning of my adulthood, and I had such a bad experience. I was so, so upset. And right now, I think about that, and I just want to punch myself in the face. So I think I totally agree. Sometimes you have to, if you get affected by some people, you have to respond. You have to do something about that. If you don't do it, you know, you will have a hard time living with that experience. So I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
For example, if I want to tell you something about dormitory time, yeah. I had a friend there. She was lying all the time in her bed and just chatting with boys and just listen to crap music.
Okay.
And she told me that you're disappointed, you're not a happy girl. But imagine, at that time I was getting up at 6 a.m. and I exercised and then tried to study and make lunch and I don't know, read extra
so books. You would be proactive, she would be very lazy.
Yeah, but her opinion was that you're a disappointed person. You just sit in the room.
So what was your response?
Read. I responded her that in my opinion, you're a disappointed girl.
Okay.
And that's not the right way of living that you're doing. Mm. And you would get upset in your future.
Yeah.
So, but none of us... each other's opinion, but you know, I mean, each person has its own opinion, and you shouldn't care about it, but you should respond it and try to convince them, especially those people who you love more have more effect on your life. For example, the affection that your mother would have in your life, it's totally greater than your friend or someone who you don't know more, you don't know well, would have.
Yeah, exactly.
But the last sentence, I read a sentence in Instagram. It says, "Don't pay attention to people's thought and how they thought about you, because most of the time they don't do it even."
All right.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. We all talk. Mm-hmm. Talking is easy. Yeah, exactly.
Without thinking.
Yeah. And you mentioned the loved one, you know, usually we will have a hard time dealing with our family's opinion because of the respect we have for them, you know. It's hard to, you know, say something bad to your family. I do it. I don't say anything bad. I don't disrespect anyone. But if, you know, for example, recently one of my family members said, "When do you want to get married?" And I said, "I want your kindness, but I don't want your opinion." So you can just solve a problem with this, you know, with a small sentence. Yeah. So it's important even to talk to your family directly if you want to, you know, have a better life. Because, all right, this is respect. This respect thing is going to be hard sometimes to deal with. You don't actually lose the respect, but it's important sometimes to talk directly. I think it's very important. Yeah, all right, cool. So,
and this is, let me tell you something. This is very important to convince them, because they have very great effects on your life. Mm-hmm. And if you, in the future, something bad happens in your life by their decisions, by their opinions, and when you're thinking about them, you would feel a very bad feeling, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and it's going to affect your well-being. Is that right? So that's the thing. And I read the book. What was the name of that book? It was from Gary V. Crushing It, and it was about starting a business. And I said the same thing that he said. He said that sometimes the parents will tell you that don't do this. You know, don't actually, for example, start this business. Don't study or whatever. So you have to be direct to them and say, "All right, I know that you're so kind. I want your kindness, but I don't want this opinion from you." So it is important to sometimes to be direct, because you don't want to ruin your future. That's the thing. And to convince them, it's hard to convince them because, okay, they are older. They've had their fears, their experiences. You're young. And you have to challenge yourself. You have to learn. It's hard to convince them. Sometimes you have to be direct. I think that's the only way that, at least it works for me, you know. Sometimes, not always. Sometimes they won't listen at all. All right, so enough of this second question. It's almost 1 hour and we are just talking about two questions. So let's jump to the third one. Miss Mariam, answer this one. How do you deal with the stressful situation? And what are the practices you're doing to keep yourself calm and in a good mood? So let's talk about two questions at the same time.
Okay. Last year, I read the book, 5 Second Rule of Mel Robbins, I think. And it offered a technique to deal with your stress when you're in a very stressful situation. That you count backwards from five. And you change your mind about stress. You view your stress as an energy.
Yeah. I think we lost Miss Mariam. Yeah, we lost her. All right, so.
So I tried this method and it worked really well. When I changed my mind, my body was really relaxed and confident. It's very good method.
Okay, very, very nice.
And I recently watched a TED video. A health psychologist was talking about this method. She also confirmed this method. She said that people don't die from stress, but they die from the belief that stress is bad for their health. Mm-hmm. So it's very bad.
Yeah, Yeah, very, very nice. Very nice. And turn off your video because your video is on. Yeah, nice. So, yeah, that was very good. About that 5-second rule, I actually I wrote an article about that. And, of course, I read the book. It is a very, very practical book, in my opinion. But it is something that very, very simple. You know, it is just do it thing. You know, just do it, do it, do it. That's if you want to get rid of the stress, just decide and just get rid of that. That's it. That's how it works. So I think I totally agree with this method. If you do it, of course, because a lot of people, they read these kind of books and, of course, they won't do anything about that, which is a bum. All right, nice. Don't you have anything to say? To add?
No, thank you.
You're a great answer giver. You always give short answers, that's it. And then we move on and we spend another hour with other members. So, all right. So, Mr. Mustafa, please give a nice short answer because we have a lot of members to talk to.
One of the things that is very helpful for me in order to is walking.
Yeah,
for example, I'm walking right now while I'm having conversation with you. I'm walking around my room and outdoors because there's a technology.
Yeah,
you know, they are connected to each other. Other things like listening to calm music, great music, classic music, and listening to Quran, for example, to myself. Other things like just sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
I
can work. Guys, don't send PM. Please don't send PM. Please, because you're making a lot of notification and it's gonna affect the recording. Don't do it. Thank you so much. So I'm sorry, Mr.
Yes.
So
no problem.
You were saying you walk, you sleep, and
listening music, to the music, and sometimes you know, just purifying our mind. Here, said and done. You know. For example, meditation. Just sitting somewhere and
just breathe,
not thinking about anything. Just being, being. You know, I mentioned The Art of Power. I gained this idea from this book. These are the most powerful things that work for me.
Amazing things that you mentioned. And of course, some of the actually guys are saying that you are actually, I don't know how to say it, mixing water with some kind of fruit juice or something. No, of course, he's walking, guys. He's walking. That's why we hear such a voice, which is fine. You know, don't think about it.
Sorry. I didn't know that.
No, it is cool, man. Actually, there is no interruption. And you can talk
this
very well.
This is from, you know, cooler, I think. I don't know.
No, there is only to say sorry. Okay. So, Ms. Nassim, go for the third and fourth question.
Okay. You know, tough situation. I just drink a cup of coffee. Mm. Yeah, and I want to be patient. It's very tough to handle this situation, let's be honest. And but I maybe if I have a family problems, I decided, you know, I want to go out of home and especially spend my time with my friends. Right. But if I have a problems with my friends, I want to be alone for a while and I don't speak with them. Or with one of them. It depends on the situation. situation. And yes, and after a while, we come back and speak with each other. And I wanna solve my problems. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like to just get rid of okay. that. And yeah. And this is my method in the tough
okay,
situation.
Okay, very, very nice. Very, yeah. very nice. So next one, Mrs. Zahra.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Mrs. Zahra? No, she's not here. So, Ms. Zora, go for it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, most of the time I try not to think about it, think about something that has made me stressful,
yeah.
or I try to sing songs, traditional songs, classic songs. Do you like to sing for
you? Yeah, really? Can you sing for us?
No, I'm just
Can
kidding.
You?
I can, but in
PC. Yeah, all right. Okay, it's fine. We don't want you to sing. But okay, amazing. So you do these things when you're alone and you want to calm yourself. Amazing.
Yeah,
exactly. Very, very good. And what do you do more?
More I think.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
The more I think, the more I get calm.
All right. I personally lift weight. I remember a couple of days ago, I had a very big problem. I went to the gym and I spent about 2.5 hours there. And I just hurt myself because I came out and I had a lot of pain in my arms. But at least I was calm. So that's my method. So, yeah. And Mrs. Zahra, what do you do?
Do you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yes, about the stressful, I always talk to myself and I always talk to my God, you know? I always, do you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, of course, I'm hearing you.
Oh, sorry. You know, I always listen to Joel Osteen. I don't know if
yeah,
you
know
him
yeah.
or not. Yeah, I always listen to him because he makes me calm. He always say when you are you have anxiety, mm-hmm. just told everything to the God and say to God, I'm worried mm-hmm. and you must help me. I always talk to God and give her my problems. Mm-hmm. I don't know her or him.
Usually they refer because we are talking about English and English people they have. They are Christian. They say him, but we as Muslim we don't yes. know anything. So let's just call him because we are talking in English.
Yes. I always talk to him, and believe me, I am always calm because I talk to him. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I'm sad and when I'm in bad situation, I just. Talk to myself. What is happening? If I did this, if I don't this, do it, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
What happened to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. You get my
so
words or
so
not?
So you're saying if I become anxious, you know, what will it do for me?
Yes.
You know. So I just yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say that.
Yeah.
And I'm always kind because I'm a patient person and I don't think a lot, okay. believe
yeah.
me. Many people say to me, please think, but I don't think a lot.
Okay.
If something happened, I'm in that situation and I told you before, I've never get stressed. Because I just talk to myself.
Yeah, that's your method, of course.
Down.
You know, for example,
yes.
my method exactly like Ms. Zora, I sing, and I just sometimes even I get crazy
yes.
and dance. Of course, no one is around. So
yes, this is my opinion,
yeah.
and this is my way. Because, for example, when I'm sad, I never listen to the song. I never go to exercise. Yeah. I just, I'm at home and maybe, you know, this is my way for calming myself, crying.
Yeah, exactly.
I talk to myself and crying. Yeah,
all right. Nice one. Nice way of calming yourself. All right, so let's go for the next question. Miss Maryam, again, let's start with you. Question 5 and 6, let's talk about them. What is the rule of money in your well-being? And you're in a room with your friend. He or she lost someone important. How do you comfort them and make them feel better?
Money, I think it's very important in being happy, having money, enough money. Mm-hmm. But most people try to deny that. They say, no.
Usually they don't have the money, so they say that.
Well, yeah. But I saw a quote on internet. It said that crying in a Porsche is better than crying on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. It's very... important to have money in your life for your happiness and everything. Yeah. I can't deny the rule of money.
Okay. So how much money will make you happy? How much?
I don't know. There are some people who have a lot of money, but they're not still happy. They want more. And I think in that way, money can't make you happy.
You know why I'm saying this? You know, for example, for me, I want a house. I don't want a car. For example, I want a house. I want a studio to work. And yeah, I want to be an animator. So if I have these three, you know, if I have enough money to make these abilities, to have these three, I think I'm going to be super satisfied. So how exactly can you measure your own, actually, well-being with money?
Well-being
with money.
Okay. I haven't think of that.
Cool. So it is good. Okay. So, all right. So you were saying, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
What was it saying?
And then the last one.
Yes, I saw a quote on the forum. I think Mr. Farzad put it in there. It said happiness depends on your attitude, not on what you have. Because there are a lot of people who have a lot of money, but they still want more. They're not satisfied. Yeah. So you can't be happy in that way with money. You must do it in the right way.
Yes. Exactly. So, about the next question, which is, you're in your room with your friend and he or she lost someone important. So, how do you comfort them?
I think when I'm in that situation, I can't do more than giving her motivating sentences.
So, can you give us some example? What do you say?
Life goes on, just think of the future. Things like this.
Yeah. So still, you don't know what you want to say, because if you imagine someone loses someone, you know, for example, someone lost their parent. Because if you just go on to think about the future, you know, it's okay. And that person will get angry, really. I think it is one of those tough situations. So how exactly can you comfort them? Have you ever thought about that?
I think not. It's better not to say anything.
It can be one way.
In that situation,
right?
Because if I'm in that situation, I don't want anyone to talk to me. I just want to be alone. Yeah. It's best to not to talk to them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. That's one way. Amazing. So, is it done? All right. Cool.
Yes.
So, Mustafa, please.
Yes. You know, again, I want to say something from called The Power, The Art of Power, because it is so relevant to this. You know, I have read this months ago, but I again read it, some chapters of it, for conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And he was saying that, you know, I believe that happiness, well-being, and something like them are... First of all, we have to define what exactly is happiness.
Yeah.
It's a very vague.
So let's say just know? About you. But, yeah, let's not talk about other people. Just talk about you, yourself. You know, for example, what is happiness for you, and how you define it yourself? Yes. And okay, talk about the rule of money in your happiness and well-being.
Yes. I believe that happiness, the true happiness, has be based on, you know, peace with yourself and with mm-hmm. your being.
How you find peace in yourself?
No, yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So how exactly can you find it? You know, for example, have you ever thought about that?
I believe that. Yeah. No, as I said, it's because I think, you know, peace is something that you are satisfied with your self and with your, you know, situation. As I said in the beginning of this talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, happiness is different from, you know, satisfaction and excitement. Mm-hmm. Excitement and other things aren't based on, you know, peace. But true happiness is based on peace. But it's a very hard thing to gain peace. And actually, to be honest, I don't know exactly how to gain peace yet.
Yeah, all right. It is something that maybe you will find 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it is fine, you know, because we are all young here. And Mrs. Zara, were you yawning? You know, because I heard someone yawning. I don't know, Syria.
No.
Yeah, because,
no, I'm
right,
here.
Because I suddenly heard someone yawning, you know, like someone felt sleepy and... All right, so...
No. I'm alone here. I told my husband,
okay,
get
yeah,
out.
Fine. So, Mr. Mustafa, what is the rule of money in well-being?
Money, you know, sometimes I'm kidding with people who are saying that knowledge is better than money. I say to them, you know, friendly, that yes, knowledge is better than money, but let's say knowledge is better with money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you have the knowledge, but you don't make money with that, so it's not going to be important.
Yeah. Money, you know, is very helpful, but it doesn't necessarily bring peace. You know, it's like knife. It depends on how you use it.
Yeah. So, all right. Okay. Cool. Do you have any other thing to add to this one?
No.
No.
About the last question.
Yeah, last one.
I haven't thought about it, to be honest. And I think it depends on the person. For example, if he's my family or my friend, it's different. Yeah. And, you know, it's a very difficult, you know. I don't have anything right now to say. And I agree with the things that Miss Maryam mentioned. Like, you know, to themselves, sometimes talking hurts more than you know, let them
exactly.
be silent.
I think you can talk to them, you know, for example, directly. I think being there is going to be more than enough. Just be there. I think being in that kind of situation can solve a lot of problem. All right, cool. Very good. Very good. So, thank you. So, Miss Nassim, go for this one. So let's finish it.
Okay. The first one, money has an important role in my life, obviously. If I have a lot of money, I prefer a lot. Because if I have a lot of money, I prefer to go, in all of the worlds. I want to see all
so
of the worlds.
How much money do you
instead
need,
of,
for example? Let's say that.
I can't count.
Really, you want? You're very greedy. So,
Yes. No, no, you know, let's be honest, I want to be entrepreneur because if I provide job opportunities for others, it makes me, you know.
That was a joke. You know, it is your right to have a lot of money. That's obvious. Everyone must have a lot of money. Yeah. I personally, if I have more money, I'm going to be more satisfied for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But I prefer to, you know, to go somewhere, to see a new place just instead of spend a lot of money to buy expensive things. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, changing my car, changing my home or something like that. Yes. But I prefer to spend my money to the best way that you know, feel I satisfy myself.
What are those things? You know, you mentioned traveling the world. And is there any other thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beside that, you know, help others in financial problems. Very nice. It makes me happy.
I need some money right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Help me, please. Okay. Cool. Yes. The next one, please. How do you comfort your friend?
The next one is... It depends on situation. If you mean in the relationship, you someone lost, I will say to my friends, you know, you must thank her or him because it taught you that you deserve the best or how strong you can handle this. Conditions. Yes, I said watermelon under, you know, his or her armpit, if I'm not mistaken. And but let's be honest, based on my experience, yes, you must thank that person, those person, because after that you feel in a bad situation, you found that you are strong or not, you can handle or not. But if you lost family members, I prefer to don't say anything. I just show myself, okay, I'm here, you can count on me if you need help. But I can't say anything because in my opinion, if you lost especially family members, just you need to be alone. And if you need help, you have a lot of friends in your around.
Very
you,
nice.
Especially
very nice. Friends,
very amazing. Important. But I want to add another part that all of my friends mentioned in the third question. For example, Miss Zohre, if I'm not mistaken, said singing and dancing. When she wanna be calm or feeling good, but I wanna add another factor because dancing and singing in the common way for girls, especially all of us do it. But another that makeup is very important for girls, in my opinion.
Making up can calm yourself. You know, for example, if you make up, do something. Wow.
Yeah. If
interesting.
If a bad situation, I make up, and I my cousin, some of my cousins.
So let me ask you a question before you finish it. Okay. You mentioned doing makeup. For example, you do makeup and create new character. You know, for example, you do makeup and make Joker or some sort of actor or actresses, or you just do makeup. You know, just using some tools to make yourself more beautiful.
It depends. In the past, I just make up to be crazy, you know, crazy way, or maybe have a new experience or have fun. Cool. But because I'm older than those days, I just make up to be better. I mean,
nice, very nice,
prettier.
All right. Nice. Okay, is it done?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Done,
so, Mrs. Zara, please don't say, you know, you want to cry again because, you know, because every question I ask, you say I cry. So you're making me cry. So go for it.
Yes, about the money, you know, money is so important and so necessary in this
How much money do you like? Let me ask you this question.
You know, I really like money. I really want to get money
because it is
from
vague,
everybody.
You know. One thing. The first part of every success is to have a goal. Okay. I want to make a lot of money. All right. So if I have this idea and I make a business, I'm going to fail. Definitely. 100%. But if I have idea, let's say that, okay, in 1 year, I want to make, for example, 20 million toman. So if I have this idea, I can find ways to reach to that goal. Because, all right, I make some systems, some plans. I sell my product, for example, this much. And this, it is the strategy we can make through goals. So haven't you ever thought about how much money you want, really?
You know, I really don't count them, but I really need much mm-hmm. money for mm-hmm. my life. I want to travel. I want to get better things. For example, I want to buy a house, buy a new car. I have a car. But
what is your car?
I want to have a better job. Brilliant.
What is your car?
Brilliance?
I don't know.
Brilliant.
I don't know what is that.
Brilliant.
I think I suck brilliant. At okay. cars.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. All right. Very good.
Yeah. We have that. And I really want, you know, money is so important for your education, for go shopping. You need money. If you have money, you are happy. Believe me. For example, when you are sick, okay, you need money to rescue. Okay, if you don't have money, you are at home and just cry again. Okay. But you know,
we found the source.
Money is
actually
so important.
We found the source why you cry a lot. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I think money. Some people say that they can't live without money. I always wonder how.
No, it is impossible. For example, actually, I don't think that there is such a thing.
You know, all of the people here, they work. Why they are working? Because they want to earn money. And why they earn money? Because they want to get their goals. The things that they want and makes them happy. Then the first thing is money.
Agree.
After money, happiness come.
Yeah. So how
but about
okay, we can talk about this because we don't have a lot of time. So, all right, about the next question.
Yes, okay. You know, if I had the same situation as the people, for example, they are sad and they are sad about something. If I had those situations before, I can help them. If I really wasn't in their situation. I can't say anything. But if someone lost someone, person, I always say to them, you know, this is the best thing. You are sad. You can't say someone that's sad, okay, laugh. This is okay. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? This makes them angry. I always say to them, okay, you are this is right, you must cry. Okay, this is the you must cry, because some psychologists say that you cry, but you cry just 1 day, 2 days, not after 2 weeks and you are still crying. Okay, but about, you know, someone say that when you are for example not in here, someone told me that when someone is sad, you must say to her or him, okay, go out and be happy. How can they be happy? They are sad.
Yeah.
Okay. But sometimes I told people, because I don't know about your situation, please go to psychologists and get help from them.
All right. That's that. Nice. Very, very nice. So, Miss Zora, please.
Yes. I agree with other friends. Money, in my opinion, is very important in your life because it helps you to reach your goals. That is, I don't know, educating in a stranger, in a strange country, or
let's call educating abroad.
Yeah.
Let's say that, educating abroad.
Yeah, yeah. educating abroad. Yeah, you know, money gets prosperity.
Mm.
That would be used in anything.
How much you want?
For me, I need money as much as I can get independent.
How much is that?
Financial independent.
why none of you guys have that idea actually? Why?
The more I get.
Okay. All right. So the more you get, the more you will become actually satisfied.
The more I would get happy. And this is so important. For example, when my father gives me money, I love him more. Yeah, and it happens unconsciously, It's not under my control.
Yeah, that's what happened. Actually, it is typical for girls. You know, girls usually they get a lot of money from their father and they love it, I think.
Yeah, they are dependent on their father. And the more you get money, the more joyous you have. But if it would cause you to lose other things you need for your life, for example, your family, your health, your health, or other things, well, it's not something good. Better not to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to mention to Miss Nassim, I would say here, try Lucy's makeup too.
Is this a challenge or something or channel or something, or you're talking about English with Lucy?
No, Lucy, the English teacher.
Yeah. And she has huge amount of makeup, which is a little bit annoying to me. I personally just watched her videos, I think once or twice. And I think that the only reason that she has a lot of subscribers is because of that. I don't see any, Papa English is amazing.
I love Papa.
I love him too, but in a friendly way. So.
Yes, and I don't like the big makeup. It's not very pretty, in my opinion.
So, Ms. Sora, please continue. Yeah. So, the next question.
Yes, the next question, I would say I'm terrible in this situation, because I had also this experience in dormitory. One of my roommate's mother died, and after 30 days, her father died too. Her cousin called her and directly told her that your father have died.
This is something that I experienced myself. Calling someone is really hard. I think that it is almost impossible to give this news to someone, that has this problem. For example, when I lost my brother, actually, my cousin called me. And he said, okay, your brother's leg is broken. So I came home and everyone was there and everyone was crying. And I just went nuts and I just broke glasses. So that happened to me. It is really hard. And if you say it directly, especially when you're on the phone, it's crazy. Because you don't know what will happen to that guy or girl. Because, all right, you said it, you just hung up the phone and the guy is there. You don't know what is going to happen to that person. So, that's horrible. That's horrible. So what happened exactly?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, she was getting crazy and her body was shaking, and I didn't do anything because...
You couldn't do anything, right?
I couldn't do anything because at that situation, I thought it would be better to be silent, not to say anything.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So.
And
it is great. You know, I have to say thank you to Miss Zora, because you guys are communicating too. It is not like me sitting here and just asking questions from you guys. It is not good. You know, to be honest. From next conference, I will do something different. I want to cut the amount of members that we actually accept in each conference. in half. So we accept only 3 person for one conference. We do it this way, a couple of days, a week, maybe twice a week. And of course, I need someone else's help. I don't know who is going to help me or what. I have to find that person. And 3 person in each conference, we communicate with each other, not just me asking. And it's going to take a lot of time like this, you know, 6 people here and just yes. asking one by one. You know, just look at this. Just for 5 questions, we had to talk more than 1.5 hours. So it would be ridiculous. And a lot of you guys couldn't talk a lot. So I will change yes. the theme of this for the next session. But it was great. So please, from next session, communicate more with each other. Let's have fun. Let's just communicate, share experiences, and just have fun. All right, guys. I think it's enough for today. And thank you all.
Yes.
And one by one, I ask you if you have any other thing to say. And if you have, you say. If not, we finish the session. Let's start with Mrs. Zahra because she has her mic on. So please... Do you have anything to
yes.
say?
Yes. Just thank you for yeah, inviting right. me.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure talking to you. And Miss Mariam, go for it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm done. Right.
Very, very good. And Mr. Mustafa.
Yeah, thank you so much, every members of this conference. I thank them very much. And I wished... true happiness happens
hey,
to them.
Hey, nice wish. So, Miss Nasim, I said.
Yes, I thank you a lot because of managing this conference. And I totally agree with you that in every conference, we argue, we have discussion with each yeah. other. And it's better.
Very, very nice. So... and Miss Zohre, go for it.
Yeah, I'm grateful of you and all other friends.
So you have your answer. So you have your answer. So right yeah. now you are okay with marriage. All you need is a husband to come and.
Yeah, is to find okay. the right person.
All right, nice. Wish you the best. Okay, all right, guys. Thank you so much. It was enjoyable talking to you. So bye bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.